Good morning. How are you guys doing? You doing good? I am so happy to see all of you, and welcome to all of you online. Happy Sabbath to you. I have a question. Do you guys, have you ever gotten something that you are not quite sure you really wanted? Maybe something good, but you just weren't sure you were ready for it or wanted it? Well, let me introduce to you Ellie Mae. This is Ellie Mae. And Ellie Mae has been in our care for about 2 months. She's doing well, as you can see in the pictures. Next one, please. She got her shots this day. She was feeling a little punky, but she's doing pretty good. Can you see, honey? The next one. There's a close-up of her. And this next one, she's discovered the lawnmower catch bag. It's warm in there, and she likes to curl up in there. Now, as you can see, Ellie Mae's doing okay, but guess who is not doing okay? Our Tommy girl, our Maine Coon that you've seen before. And as I've told you before, Maine Coons don't typically like other cats unless they're raised with them, and I don't think our Tommy even liked her own brother and sister when she grew up with them. And she will attack Ellie every time she gets a chance. And so we're hoping to eventually adopt Ellie Mae out. But I want to tell you what's been happening the last couple weeks with Ellie Mae. About 2 weeks ago, I went outside and it was just before dark. And as I was going out the back door of the garage, I noticed, oh, well, there's Ellie. She's sitting on the bricks. And I thought, well, wait a minute. Something doesn't quite look right. And I looked again. And what I thought was Ellie, next to Ellie, about this far away, was Ellie laying down. There was a big gray cat sitting there just staring at Ellie, and he looked so much like her, but more gray in the face. I tried to get a picture, we couldn't see him again. Ellie wasn't doing anything but just laying there, and this cat was just staring at her with the saddest look on his face. And I thought, where in the world did this cat come from? Who owns him? He saw me, and over the fence he went. And the next night, in our cul-de-sac, at the end of it, I could hear this sad, sad, mournful cry. And I knew this cat was calling Ellie Mae, and he kept calling and calling, and she would not come. She stayed in our yard. And then another night or two later, my husband saw him sitting right outside the cat door of the garage, just sitting there, calling her, calling her. She wouldn't go out to him. She heard him, she listened, but she wouldn't go. And we've seen this cat. Same time every night, he comes to sit with Ellie Mae. And when he sees us, off he goes. Well, about 3 nights ago, my husband went outside to do something about the same time, and he came back in and he said, "Oh, that just breaks your heart." And I said, "What?" He said, "That gray cat is out there again. And he's just sitting there looking at Ellie Mae with the saddest look on his face." I said, "Well, what's Ellie Mae doing?" He said, "Well, she's laying about this far away from him, just looking at him. They're just there." Now, it's not normal for cats who don't know each other to do that. Usually they'll fight even if they see each other. And here these two were, don't know where this guy came from, but somehow they knew each other, and we think, we don't know, but we think he must be a litter mate of hers that we didn't know anything about, and we can't get anywhere near him. But this is what God spoke to my heart about when I saw all this happen. He said to me, "That is what my people are like. Just like Ellie Mae. I call to them, and I call to them, and I call to them, and they won't come. And so I go find them, but they won't come with me. My children are happy to let me stay by them and protect them, but they don't want to do anything with me and they don't want to follow me. And just like Ellie Mae lets us push the gray cat away, when we come out it pushes the gray cat away, my people let the things in their life push me away too." And I thought, ooh, yeah, God, I do that sometimes. Sometimes I get busy in my day and I don't stop and take the time. But you know, boys and girls, you are the perfect age right now to where you can form a wonderful relationship with Jesus that will last you your whole life and keep you strong enough so that you won't let the things in life push him out And you will want to go with him and spend time with him when he calls you. So today I didn't bring you anything to take home. Do you know why? Because I cannot give you a heart for Jesus. You have to choose that. But I can give you the opportunity. And I know that when I ask you guys, you don't like to pray, but I'm going to ask one more time. Does anybody want to say the prayer? Do you want to say it? Could you ask God to bless us and give us all a heart for him? Okay. Can you say your name so everybody knows who you are? Is that okay?
I am Elijah. Okay. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, please help us to have a good, wonderful Sabbath day. And please come into our hearts and help us to have a great relationship with you. And help us to love you and to serve you. And when you call us, we will do your bidding. In your name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Elijah. Thank you so much. You can go back to your seats. Thank you for being such good listeners.